The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Trudy Arlen, John Scott Trotter's Orchestra, the Music Maids and Hal, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished guest, star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's forthcoming picture Broadway Rhythm, George Murphy. And here's Bing Crosby.
What do you do when the infantry? You march, you march, you march. What do you do when your pack is at your back, is to the start? There's many a fall in the cavalry, but never a fall in army. What do you do in the infantry? You march, you march, you march. What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. What do you get in the infantry? A left and right a blank. The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike. What do you do in the infantry? You hike, you hike, you hike. The hard way, the hard way. When till you get there, the hard way. What do you do in the infantry? You win, you win, you win. What do you do for the victory? You're moving to Berlin. The rest of the army is riding, riding to a triumphal line. What do you do in the infantry? You march,
march.
Oh, you march,
march.
Oh, you march.
You march,
you march,
you march.
What do you do when your pack has got your back to sit the start? There's many a fall in the cavalry,
but never a fall in arms.
And what do you do in the infantry? You march,
you march,
you
march.
What do you do in the infantry?
You hike,
you hike,
you hike.
What do you get in the infantry?
A left
and right,
a blank.
The son of a gun in the signal corps is traveling on a bike.
Till you get there the hard way.
What do you do in the infantry?
You win, you win, you win.
What do you do with a victory?
You move into Berlin. The rest of the army is riding, riding through a triumphal line. And what do you do in the infantry?
You march.
Friends, as you may have divined, this is the old Kraft Music Hall, grabbing a half hitch on a short wave to all the international battle points.
Hey, can I speak to you a minute?
A minute?
Yeah, why?
Make it dull, I...
Well, it's about what I asked you about.
About what?
About a week ago.
Should we go around again?
No. Don't you remember I talked to you about getting me into pictures at Paramount?
Because Paramount's pretty fussy. I thought that's where you were. I'm not so fussy.
You're not, huh? Well, it may surprise you, but I have definite information that folks are very anxious to see me on a screen.
What folks?
My folks.
I figured.
Well, couldn't you just get me a bit part for a start?
Oh, I can do better than that.
You mean more than a bit to start?
Certainly. Here's two bits. Get started.
Oh, don't be so mean, Ben.
Am I mean?
Sure.
No.
I think you might be very good in pictures.
Oh, thank you, Miss Irwin. You know, there's a lot of people who don't know what I look like.
I got news for you.
What is it?
It's better that way.
Well, seriously, you see, have you had any theatrical experience? I mean, has anybody in your family ever been in pictures?
Oh, sure. My uncle is in that picture, Watch on the Rhine.
Really? What does he do?
Winds the watch.
Family task. Yeah. What kind of parts do you think you could play, old man?
Well, I could furnish the comedy in one of your pictures.
How are you going to top Pope's nose?
Let's not get snooty.
I'd forget the whole thing, Yuki, really. After all, to get into pictures, you have to have talent.
Well, sometimes a person gets in without it.
Meaning?
Exactly.
But I thought. Let's not be bitter, eh?
Yeah, well, listen, I can do three things that make me a definite bet for pictures.
One qualifies you.
Okay, listen to this. Da-dum-da-dum-dum-dum. Take me to that manager, then again, climb loose Memphis hat. I want to step.
First you pick him up and you lay him down. Then you go the rest of the time. Now let me give you up.
Yes. I do much better by myself.
So do I.
Well, look, forget about the singing. How's this for drama?
Drama, huh?
Oh. I didn't do it, I tell you. I didn't do it. You can't make me burn. I didn't do it. I'm not guilty, I tell you. I'm not guilty. How's that?
Hope you got some relatives on the jury.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
Oh, no, to stall in the cinema today, Yuki, you've got to learn to act like this. If you please, center mic. Oh, mon chéri, you're so wonderful, so beautiful. You are the moonlight of stars. I love you. I love you so very much. Come with me tonight to the Casbah, hmm?
Just a minute till I pile my nose. I'll be right with you.
And while the mighty Yuki is primping, here is Trudy Irwin, and I heard you cried last night. We shift our attention now to the gentleman who keeps us all in groceries.
Now, when every single ration point counts, many smart women are making good use of Philadelphia brand cream cheese as a spread. They use it in lunchbox sandwiches. They set it out at breakfast time for the toast. For this moist, fresh-tasting cream cheese is not only delicious, it's rich in food energy, helps supply vitamin A. Time was, perhaps, when many of you women thought of Philadelphia brand cream cheese as just a party food. But now let this nutritious cream cheese do double duty in sandwiches and on the table, too. In lunchbox sandwiches, for instance, it furnishes basic nutrition and extra treat goodness. And it helps the point budget. Actually, you get two regular 3-ounce packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese for a single ration point. But be sure you get genuine Philadelphia brand, the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Life.
I want to live. I love life.
Singing songs in a cabaret was my having fun. Until one night I didn't sing right, and now I'm on the run.
The gal named Miss down old Texas way. Cause if you do, I'm telling you,
here's what you'll have to say. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down.
Now listen to the story of a red-haired gal named Peg. She shot a pistol in the air and
hit me in the leg. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama. Lay that pistol down.
Yes, friends, while we're here at home and we're shaking the juke for Pistol Pack and Mama, a lot of men, husbands, sweethearts, fathers, and just friends are in a lot of tough spots around this world. They're doing a rugged job to keep things easy for us. And they figure to be a long way from home come Christmas. Only thing we can do is send Christmas to them. And how's one to think about it? Because Christmas mail to the men overseas has got to get traveling. It's got to go far. The deadline is October 15th. So get your stuff bought, wrapped, and mailed before then and make it easy for everyone, particularly those millions of fighting men who are going to be scrapping for you on the 25th of this man's December. Even though they can't be saying,
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow. And mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home.
That's the only way most of them will get home for Christmas, folks, in their dreams. But a little mail from home and to get there on time, it'll go a long way toward making them happy.
Time marches back. 1908, 46 states make up these United States as William Jennings Bryan takes third swing at presidency and strikes out. 1908, 50,000 motor cars burning up nation's highways at speeds from 18 to 20 miles per hour. 1908, London Medical Magazine launches tirade against colored shirts, claiming they conceal dirt, bacteria, and perspiration. 1908, and thinking men are saying,
how do you like this anti-vice crusade? You know, they raided the opera La Gioconda last night.
Why'd they do that?
Oh, some of the characters in the opera throw dice.
But what happened?
The curtain came down with a roll.
Speaking of money, Harry, it says here in the paper that the government is going to sterilize the dollar bill.
Oh, yeah, a guy down at the pool room had some of that sterilized paper money.
He did?
Yeah. He was boiled, too.
Did you see the new sheet music I bought for the piano today, Harry? Shine on, shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. Like that?
That's pretty tune, but kind of sentimental for me. I like stuff that jumps.
Cuddle up a little closer. Love be mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. I like to feel your cheek so rosy. Like to make you comfy, cozy, 'cause I love from head to toe.
Engages at his native Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer studios in a big, beautiful musical extravaganza called Broadway Rhythm, my friend George Murphy, the Mighty Murph, Gorgeous Georges, is again wallowing in folk fritude. Once more surrounded by glamour girls.
Well stacked, too.
Glamour. Yes, sir. Must make... Must make it a right pleasant touch, George, to get up early in the morning and go to work. Hmm?
Well, you ought to know about that thing now that you've started getting up early, too.
For me? Oh, no morning trials for me. What do I have to get up early for?
Take the kids to school.
Taking the kids to school. You know, they keep trying to bypass the school, go swimming. It's a tough tussle getting many a sprout back to the academy this semester, George. After the heavy hay the older boys have been grabbing in the war plant, the young ideas figured to pass up the 3 hours for the P-38.
You know, Bing, I heard that the schools are being forced to take on extra help.
Teachers?
No, truant off.
Take more than some extra snoop noses to make the kids realize that the big jobs of the future are going to be held down by men with education.
Fellas like you and
naturally,
me.
Let me get my line in there, will you, George? Now, you're certainly right, Bing. Just the other day, I happened to be walking behind two youngsters on their way to school, and one was saying...
Say, Mike, you want to trade me a live toad for a Simpson wrench? Nah. But listen, Claus.
Yeah?
I got a rivet gun I'll give you for 3 Emmys, 2 Glassies, a Steely, a Really,
really?
And a broken catcher's mitt.
Ain't you going to throw in nothing to Boots?
You can't get Boots without an 18th stand.
Yeah, I know. But, Moise, maybe going back to school ain't so bad. I do pretty good there. Last year I got 85 at arithmetic.
That's nothing.
Nothing?
No. I got 87.50 at Lockheed.
Well, now that school started, Moise, how many days do you expect to be absent this term?
How do I know? What's par for this neighborhood?
Well, maybe 3 bad colds with measles or chicken pox optional.
Yeah.
Where'd you work this summer, Murph?
Make an airplane.
Yeah?
Yeah. What dough?
I'm loaded.
Honest, I cleaned up.
Yeah? I heard you had to be smart to make them big airplanes go. Heard you had to know how to use slide rules and calipers and be able to calibrate clearances. You do any of that yourself?
I did important work.
Well...
I told you. I cleaned up.
Oh, yeah. You know what I was doing? I was working on a farm.
No.
Yeah, I had to milk 40 cows twice a day.
All by yourself?
Nash, I was the main squirt.
What do you know about that? Well, with the ever-loving I earned this summer, I bought me 10 bonds.
Yes.
10 years, I'll have a lot of cash.
How much?
10 times 25, that's how much.
How much is that?
Well, that's... If I had my shoes off, I could handle it. How much?
That's,
how much? Let's see. Well, that's why I'm going back to school.
You know, my brother Everett, he invested all my money for me.
In bonds?
Nah, pinball machines.
Yeah, I always figured he looked a little tilt-happy.
What you doing after school today, Mike?
I gotta get down on me priority board.
What for?
I gotta get a retread on me slingshot.
What grade is you in this year? What you starting in?
Who knows? One day it's 1A, yeah. Then it's 2B, yeah. Then it's 3A. I keep getting reclassified.
I skipped. You should have seen what happened when I took my report card home last fall. Well, my folks surprised.
You skipped the grade?
I skipped town.
You know, of course, I thought you was a mass of brains in school.
Maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Don't the teacher give you marks?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow they're taking out the stitches.
You should have been working down a war plant with me. I got an Army E for excellence.
You ain't going to top that in no school.
Who ain't? I got an E last year already.
For excellence already?
For expelled.
Why did they can you?
I was framed. I took a little time off the work, see?
Yeah?
Yeah. Then he told me to bring a written note from his father.
Did you?
Well, sure, but how did I know my old man can't write?
Is your mother in town yet?
Nah, she's still in Brooklyn waiting for my old man to send for her.
Yeah?
He said he'd send for her as soon as he found a job.
But why don't he?
Well, he still ain't found the kind of a job she'd like.
I see. Oh, look here.
Huh?
Here comes that guy, Yuki. I think I'll paste him one in the hook, huh?
No. You want all the fun. Let me take a poke at
him. Okay, but we can't punch him in the nose just for nothing, you know.
Why not?
Rules of international warfare.
Let's
start an argument. If he sticks up for me, you punch him in the nose.
Okay.
If he sticks up for you, I punch him in the nose.
Okay, go on.
If
somebody punches him in the nose.
Hey, hello, fellow.
Hiya, Yuki.
Meet my pal, Moist. Dumbest guy in school.
Go on. Cross is the dumbest guy in school.
Oh, yeah? How about this, Yuki? Who's the dumbest guy in school?
I am. Nobody's going to punch me in the nose.
Out there's a bell. We'll be late.
Come on, guys. Last one to teach a rotten egg.
Good morning, teacher.
Good morning. For being late, you boys will all stay an hour after school.
Do we get time and a half?
Murphy, from the way you talk, I judge you worked in an airplane factory this summer.
Yep. Worked right behind Yuki.
I see. The man behind the goon. Tell us about the work.
Well, I started off in the first place working on B-25. Then I did a little work on them Lightning T-38.
That's all.
Then later on, just before I come back to school, I was working on the Mustang P-37.
Hey, didn't I see you in dive bombing?
Order, please, order. Now then, Murphy, as long as you are in airplane work, here's a question you'll be able to understand. If a man were to nacelle a right whirlwind engine into a B-17 wing, what would he get?
64 cents an hour.
If I remember it, your arithmetic gets bad, Murphy. So let's start from the bottom. What are 2 and 2?
Listen, teacher, they got a thing out there called a slide rule, you see.
I asked you, what are 2 and 2?
2 and 2 is 5.
Murphy, 2 and 2 are 4.
Look, teacher, how much are you drawing on this job?
About 50 cents an hour.
Uh-huh. I was making 95 cents an hour at the war plant.
2 and 2 is 5.
Now, try me on aerodynamics.
Yes, you disappointed me in that, too, Murphy. I expected to mark your examination 100%. The paper you turned in was only 80. Why is that?
20% from Morgenthau.
You children have to make up your minds if you're in school or at work. Fine to work after school, but just remember, now's the time to learn. So that you can make money not just when it's easy, but all your life.
Sure. That's all we figure, Keith. That's why we come back to school. The angle we got is this.
school days, bell days, gone are all our well days. Learning 3 hours, we don't give it much. Though we work after school, we don't rivet much. But we're returning to our classes. We want to be bosses, not little fools. No time watching blues, no union dues. For the kids to return to school. The ring, boom, 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 boom.
George Murphy and the obvious fact that it ain't what you make now that makes you a success. It's what you train yourself to be later. Mull it over, men, and figure to get all the school that the law allows. You'll be taking your lunch, of course, so listen well.
Well, I'd like a word with you ladies who used to just love to get out the pastry tube with a few packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese and go to town with fancy party fixings. That famous cream cheese you used to use for such elegant salads and desserts can help you right now with wartime meals. You see, cream cheese is one of the dairy foods included in Group 4 of the basic 7 food groups which government nutrition authorities say we should have every day. Delicate, creamy white Philadelphia brand helps supply food energy and vitamin A. So use it now as a spread for those important lunch box sandwiches and for the breakfast toast. Philadelphia brand cream cheese has the rich smoothness you want in the spread. It offers important food value, and it has that special treat taste, too. At your food store tomorrow, get 2 of the regular 3-ounce packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese for just 1 single rating point. And when you buy, make sure it is genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese you get. For this is the brand of cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh like that. And freshness is so important in cream cheese. That's why smart shoppers always see the name Philadelphia brand on every package of cream cheese you buy.
Won't you tell me when we will meet? On the hallway, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, need to tell me now what you will be. At the sight of you, it gives me to and what am I to do?
My friend and co-worker on many a camp tour, Bill Silk.
From Hollywood Radio City.
Something grand, right? All discovered at one point, you get 2 main dishes.
Indeed, it's mighty swell.
There's macaroni. How did you do it?
All around winner. I want to play with the winner.
Yes, Kraft
dinner.
This is a big help at Rose.
And fun racing ball.
2 packages for you.
Only good for 2.
That's main dish.
For every package.
Separate meal.
For not macaroni and cheese.
Kraft dinner gives you enough macaroni
and you cook
for 4 people.
This in just 7
macaroni and cheese.
That's true. That's your food.
Well, dinner for camp dinner. That's dry macaroni and cheese in a house.
I'll follow immediately over.
The Fieldcrest Village store.
From Hollywood.
The most of the same station.
Something happened.
This is the National Broadcast.